Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
FBI investigating what they say appears to be an apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
Shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line.
What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engaged that individual, at which time the individual took off.
So, thank God. But also, why are you telling us? Just, shh. I mean, I want to know, but we do not need to know any of these operational details. Oh, so they go one hole ahead. Noted for next time. You know, like, joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Yeah, that was something else to, you know, basically tell them, hey, this is our game plan when we golf. So that's just, I'm speechless.
it's, you know, the one of the points that Trump made in the debate that didn't get a lot of attention, I made something of it a little bit the day after, was he said, you know, the problem is that you people never fire anybody. And, you know, he gets flack for being the guy who fires everybody because they were making this case like all these former employees of yours don't like you. And he says, well, you know, maybe that's true. I mean, he didn't say, but, you know, but you guys never fire anybody no matter how incompetent. And what I thought is he could have at that point made the case. So they tried to kill me recently. Who's gotten fired over that?
Yeah, exactly. And the answer is no one.
And now this just, and the defense is, well, he's not a sitting president. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's not a sitting president, and they don't want him to be a sitting president, so that's why he doesn't get the security that he needs. So, but at least this time, the Secret Service agent actually saw and shot at a threat. Didn't hit him, but made him run off, at least, so that's a good thing.
I mean, the outcome, again, is one where you have to say, well, you know, good, but how does a guy get a barrel of a, you know, either an AK-47 or an SKS or something, you know, with two ceramic shield containing backpacks hanging off of the chain link fence? How does he even get a barrel of a gun up into position 400 yards away from the former president and probably possibly any of the future? How does that happen at all?
Yeah. Yeah. It's still pretty scary. I tell you what, it's the times they are a changing. And I'll tell you right now, this guy supposedly flew from Hawaii, which is an all Democrat state, all the way to Florida, and I'm going to be interested to see how he came from Hawaii, got that AK-47, because he obviously didn't bring it on the plane with him.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yeah, so I'm anxious to find out, number one, how, well, he's crazy if he flies from Hawaii to Florida just, you know, to try to kill the president. So, obviously, he's a nut job, but how he got that gun, I'm anxious to find out about him.
Well, you know, and just to remind people that you worked when you were in the Air Force, you worked with Presidential Detail and worked security for Reagan, if I remember correctly, a couple of years.
Correct.
And so, you know, kind of that's why I ask you your perspective in particular. But, you know, one of the worries we had after the last event was, especially this came out in the House hearings with the Republicans, is anybody who's really paying attention realizes that the former president is not safe. And if they want to do something, you know, act now before he has the ability to really protect himself, whether you're, you know, the Sinaloa cartel or you're the Iranians or you're just some nut job. Well, it seems like people are listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, what kind of amazes me, Trump, with his money that he has, what I would be doing after the debacles that have been happening all around him, I would hire a bunch of ex-Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6, Delta guys, whatever. And I would pay my own money and say, hey, I need protection. And they would protect him. I don't understand why he didn't do that.
And you said that after the first shooting, because and rightly so. It almost makes me think, like, you know how there's the, you know, the motorcycle riders who go around sometimes and, like, they block out the Westboro cult people and, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
It almost makes me think, like, there's going to be a group of, you know, Patriot veterans who say, we'll take care of this. You know?
Yeah. And they'll probably do a better job than the Secret Service, which is sad to say.
Unbelievable. And I just want to make sure we don't go without asking. Anything, when you look at this, granted, the Secret Service agent saw it, but, you know, I want to know things like, did they have a drone? Well, what about on a golf course? I don't care. I mean,
what should have happened was that road that runs directly by where they know he's going to play golf. This isn't a surprise hole for him to be on. They know where he's going to be for the next 3 hours because that's what it takes to play 18 holes. So that street that's like 300 yards away from where he's going to be standing, why don't they have a guy there? I don't understand. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. So it's a wooded area 300 yards away from where they know he's going to be in a few minutes or a few hours. Why not put a guy there? I mean, I got nothing.
How many times does the president have to get lucky?
Yes.
Before you take this seriously?
Correct. 100% accurate. I mean, they don't take it seriously, apparently. So apparently they don't anyways. I don't know what their thought process is. So.
And you know what, for people who haven't been listening to the show an awful long time, both you and Sheriff Simmons were kind of in the same progression, which was, you know, in the beginning, you know, you're always cautious to criticize other law enforcement agencies. You're always deferential. You're always slow to judge. And both of you had the same basic reaction to these two events, which was, man, I don't know, but boy, this. And then you're like, what in the? You know, this is horribly, horribly, terribly wrong. There's no way to sugarcoat this.
Yeah, there's not. And you know, if you're the head of the Secret Service right now, you should be pretty embarrassed. And that the sitting president, and I use the term loosely, he's probably laying down sleeping right now, but he should relieve the person in charge, the one that replaced the other person that couldn't do their job.
Oh, the guy who got promoted after Trump got shot the first time? The answer for him was a promotion? Yeah, that guy? All right.
Yes, that guy. They need to get rid of him and then get somebody else in there and keep doing that until finally somebody with, you know, some sense gets in there and fixes the problem, because obviously the problem is not getting fixed.
Well, I hate to be glib about it, but, I mean, seriously, my worry is that Trump will run out of luck before they run out of incompetent administrators.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And that's, it's like, that's too slow a solution for me. Hey, we're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second, because I did have one other thing I wanted to ask you about. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're heading on I-10 westbound across the Escambia Bay Bridge, we're still dealing with that accident and roadblock. The left lane is blocked on I-10 westbound, so be prepared for that. Also, I-10 eastbound, before you get to Highway 29 between Pine Forest, through those construction, we're seeing some delays backed up, so plan about 10 minutes for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, on Friday in Escambia County in Pensacola, we had a pretty significant school scare. A lot of people held their kids home from school because there was, you know, photos of a gun running around and threat to shoot up the schools. I don't think you guys had any direct threats on Friday, but it seems like the threats have increased a lot. And I think a lot of parents are asking the question, how do I know when it's safe? How do I know when my kids are safe? How do I know when it's okay to send them or keep them home from school?
Yeah, in Santa Rosa County, I can definitely tell you we take it seriously. We have a armed deputy in every single school during all school hours. So every school you go to in Santa Rosa County, when you pull up front, you're going to see a marked patrol car, and there'll be an armed deputy inside the school to protect the kids. But I'll tell you this, we've seen an increase, and it's just stupid things. Kids saying stupid things and doing stupid things, saying, you know, they get mad at somebody and say, you know, they'll say over an Xbox game, you know, where they're talking or something, don't come to school tomorrow, I'm going to shoot you. And then, of course, we get that. We have to go out and do a home check of this kid's house to see if he has access to weapons. And then the school deals with them. And a lot of these kids get suspended or expelled, and, you know, just for smarting off to another kid, saying he's going to bring a gun to school or whatever. They don't think before they speak, and it costs them a lot, because if you get expelled from a school in San Jose County, you have to go to another school where it's basically a school of kids who all they do is get in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's not the, like the best learning environment on the earth, but you got to think before you speak.
And you know, we've had this, it's a delicate balance to figure out, because for the longest time, on the one hand, we've got ridiculous examples of, you know, like a kindergartner draws a picture of a gun and he gets expelled. You know, and then on the other hand, you've got, you know, real genuine threats. And it can be hard to tell the difference in that scale, especially given the high stakes for kids who make dumb choices because they're kids, you know. And how do you figure that out in a case by case?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. We take it case by case, and we have to deal with it case by case, no matter how, you know, if we think it's a joke, that's great, but we're going to have to prove it's a joke. And then, like I said, even though they were joking or whatever, the school system still deals with them.
Yeah.
So they decide what happens to them. And obviously, if you do bring a gun to school, then we deal with you, and that's a felony, and then off you go.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, he is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. As always, sir, thank you for your service. Thank you for the time. Thank you for keeping us safe. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have got an import, you've got a Lexus, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Audi, you might think you got to go to the dealership to service it. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, now on Davis Highway and on US 29. You got a domestic, same thing. They work on those imports, gas engine, diesel engine, whatever the case may be. They work on it, okay? If it's running with an engine, they'll work on it. The website is carclinicservice.com. You can learn more about them and their philosophy of preventative maintenance, to sort of see them for the little stuff a little bit more often so you don't have to see them for the big catastrophic breakdown. That's kind of the idea. And now they also service national accounts and fleet companies. So if you've got a, you know, some kind of a stock of cars that you work for a business, they work on those too. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from Walmart. All right, for the remaining fan, we have. No, I mean, you're still fans, even in bad years. FSU is going to play Cal. FSU is going to play California on Saturday. I think time is still to be decided. I'm not quite sure about that. But in any case, if you want to go see the game, you know, by yourself with nobody else. No, but we have 2 tickets to give away. So if you want to go watch them, hey, now's your chance to win. Caller number 2 right now, 437-1620. There's got to be at least 2 of you left. 437-1620 FSU tickets right now.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola.
Above, above.
Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and 5-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys.
Hellfire up.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Hellfire up.
The Oak Ridge Boys American Made Farewell Tour. Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby, it's American Made.
Than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You sure that was sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
We just got a caller in who won the tickets. Who's the first name of the guy who won the tickets?
Michael.
Michael. All right, Michael. Devoted fan for the FSU tickets.
And he did say he's going to have to find a homeless guy
and, to take with him. Somebody to take with him. And he says, I love the show, just more Milton. And that immediately made me think of Christopher Walken. I said, I got to be honest, fellas. What I need is a little more Milton. I give you all I can. I give you all I can. 826 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dramatic. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our head. Oh, John Pickens, traffic on the 5. Sorry, I felt like I had satisfied it because I talked to you once already. I just didn't get the actual information. Go ahead,
right,
sir.
Still dealing with an accident that happened on I-10 westbound right around mile marker 17. Which is on the Escambia Bay Bridge, blocking the westbound traffic. Now, the left lane is blocked, but they're merging everybody into one lane. So just be aware of that. That's about a 15-20 minute delay there. Also seeing some delays right now on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 and through that construction zone. And 98 through Windhaven Beach, you're seeing some delays in the eastbound traffic. Other than that, it's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. Oh, I'm getting some FSU fans in here. Somebody says, I think the next FSU game is only televised over the air, which means you'll need a TV and antenna from the 70s with an Atari 2600 interface to watch the game. Same person also says, as a fan of FSU, I'd prefer we go winless. That way we can get the first round draft in next year's. Oh, that's the NFL. Somebody says, thank you for the FSU tickets last week. Is there any way you can reimburse me for my gas? Aw, fellas, look. I will say this. What did I see? The graphic that I saw yesterday said that FSU 0-3 and Florida 1-2 is the first time they've had a combined 5-1 record through 3 weeks since 1955. We'll also celebrate all the good years. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll be putting an in vitro fertilization bill up for a vote.
Expanding access to IVF by requiring insurance companies to cover IVF treatment should be an easy vote for everybody. And the MAGA group will have another chance to show the American people where they stand.
That bill would force insurance companies to cover IVF procedures. Talks set to resume this week between Boeing and union leaders, but they say not to expect a quick resolution. Officials with the union say that the strike could still go on for a while. And from the warnings that nobody will heed department, the FDA out with a warning that children and teens should avoid energy drinks. New data shows there were 3,000 calls to poison control centers about children drinking energy drinks, an increase up 20% from last year. Health experts say the higher levels of caffeine are causing a lot of problems for kids, including cardiac arrest.
You know what we used to say in the 80s? No doy. That's what we used to say a long time ago. Kids should not be self-medicating with potent doses of caffeine or anything else like that. Oh, man, I don't.
Well, and I've seen kids drinking 2, 3,
oh my
four
God,
of those in a given
so
day.
It's so frightening. It really is.
If I drink one, my heart's fluttering.
I don't know exactly what light this will cast me in, but I'll tell you this. I have never had an energy drink, and I will never drink one. I will never drink. Look, you know, I don't need to try crack even the one time to know it's dangerous. It's bad for you. They're really, really bad for you. I don't need it. I got good old-fashioned drugs like, you know, I drink beer and coffee. You know, I don't need this. Neither do you. and certainly neither do your kids. And this, listen, I tell you, one of the most frustrating things for me is I got a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old now. He loves them. I'm like, dude, that's really bad for you. He's like, I know how many micrograms of caffeine are in each one. I'm like, that you have to monitor like that should scare you. But he's a smart kid, and he's just, you know, sometimes kids do the darndest things, as they used to say. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Seafood Festival. Seafood Festival is coming up September 27th through the 29th, put on by Fiesta Pensacola. Always a good time. So be looking for that, and you can almost smell it now.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Presidential candidate Donald Trump vows nothing will slow me down. After a second assassination attempt, Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe in West Palm Beach, Florida today for a walkthrough of Trump's golf course site where a shooter now in custody set up along the fence. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox.
President Trump needs the most coverage of anyone. He's the most attacked. He's the most threatened, even probably more than when he was in the Oval Office. So we are demanding in the House that he have every asset available, and we will make more available if necessary.
Suspect Ryan Ruth had posted Democracy is on the ballot. An iconic musical family member, Tito Jackson from the Jackson 5, has died. Age 70, big brother of the late Michael. Tito, Jackie, and Marlon have still been performing as the Jacksons with an October Atlantic City date. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 74 degrees in Pensacola this morning. A cantonment man arrested over the weekend after allegedly shooting his own brother during a family dispute that happened Saturday near Quintet Road. The sheriff's office says 41-year-old Horace Brown Jr. had claimed he shot his brother to intervene in an altercation where he was hitting their mother. The victim shot in the abdomen, taken to the hospital in critical condition. Brown Jr. is now charged with an attempted homicide and violating a domestic violence injunction order. He remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. One man arrested after a stolen vehicle that was fleeing from the Florida Highway Patrol crashed into several other vehicles on Sunday morning. Troopers say that vehicle was headed south on 29 at a high rate of speed when it crashed into three other vehicles at a stoplight. The driver and passenger in the suspect vehicle fled on foot. The driver was later located and arrested. Drivers of two of the other vehicles were also taken to local hospitals. Last Friday's social media threat against several Escambia County schools resulted in parents, a lot of them anyway, taking their kids back home. The school district and Escambia Sheriff's Office says they urged parents not to overreact. They didn't believe the threat was credible at the time, but many parents were still at schools signing their kids out.
I don't trust people, and when I heard that, it definitely made me scared for my children.
That's parent Justin Pittman, who talked with Channel 3. The school district said that elementary schools did have higher absences. Many other schools were at close to normal attendance levels. The sheriff's office said Friday afternoon that they had arrested an 11-year-old girl. She was now facing a felony charge for making the threat on social media Friday. Officials are urging parents to speak with their kids about the seriousness of making online threats. The state of Florida will be conducting its own investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump over the weekend. Governor DeSantis making that announcement on X yesterday. He says the people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he got within 500 yards of the former president with a rifle. Marco Rubio says China is the biggest geopolitical challenge that the United States will face in the 21st century. Those comments came during an appearance on Fox News over the weekend.
They want you to know that their arms are very long and that if you are here talking bad about China, they can reach out and touch you. And in fact, what you have seen in many occasions is that these police officers they have over here are actually going to people's homes and saying, if you don't come back to China, or at least you don't stop talking bad about us, your relatives, your parents, your cousins, your brothers or sisters in China are going to have a very hard time. They're using that to sort of try to coerce people to come back to China.
Rubio says they figured out the best way to influence America is at the local level with schools, businesses, government officials, and employees. Santa Rosa Beach man now arrested after attempting to elude police by jumping into the Choctawhatchee Bay in Walton County. That happened on Friday. Deputies say they were trying to arrest 46-year-old Michael Pendley on charges related to some storage unit burglaries when he took off and ran down the beach. When he was approached by deputies, he then jumped into the bay. Walton County's marine unit went into the water on a rescue board. Eventually, they convinced Pendley to come to the dock and surrender. He now remains in jail on $5,000 bond. It's 8:35 right now. News Radio 92.3 and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still seeing backup on I-10 just west of the Avalon exit, heading over the Escambia Bay Bridge. Still dealing with an accident there. The left lane is blocked, so they're trying to push everybody into one lane. So about a 20-25 minute delay there. Also, 98 still seeing about a 10-15 minute delay just east of the Navarre Bridge heading eastbound, so be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
It is going to be a wet day today with about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping a smaller rain chance on your Wednesday with just a 20% chance of rain and a high near 85. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 74 degrees in Pensacola with mostly cloudy skies, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 74 in Milton. And your money now this morning. The Dow is up 246 points at the opening bell, but the markets are mixed because the S&P 500 is down just over 11 points at 56.14. The NASDAQ down 193 points almost at 17,491. Our 10-year bond rate not changed at 3.64%. Gold prices up 80 cents, 26,1150. Silver prices up 27 cents this morning at 31.35. And Bitcoin down 17,3198. Current price on Bitcoin at 58,166.27. The Boeing strike continuing today. Union officials say that may go on for quite a while. About 30,000 workers for the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers in Seattle and Portland are still on strike. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried appealing his conviction. The crypto king convicted on multiple fraud and conspiracy charges after it was discovered that he illegally used client lenders' money to fund his extravagant lifestyle. On Friday, Bankman-Fried's lawyers filed an appeal. They say he was the victim of a rush to judgment by a biased jury. And TikTok and its parent company ByteDance set for a court hearing next week.
A law passed earlier this year calls for China-based ByteDance to sell the social media app by January 19th or have it banned in the U.S. TikTok and ByteDance claim the law is unconstitutional and violates free speech rights. The White House and other supporters of the law have said the measure isn't a move to eliminate the app, but is rather a challenge to Chinese-based ownership of TikTok. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you, Tammy. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so for today's topic, I was reading kind of, I thought, an interesting article. The article was all about how restaurants are now having to basically cater to the solo diner, the person who goes out to eat by themselves. And, you know, even in, like, family restaurants that, you know, what used to be something that they kind of didn't like to do but now is becoming so prevalent that they're having to almost create sections for solo diners. And, you know, that sometimes this is creating a problem for, like, your very high-end restaurants because, you know, the Michelin star place doesn't want to have just one person eating there because that's wasting table space or whatever. But it raised a question for me, and I was just going to ask you, 437-1620, do you go out to eat by yourself? Do you think there's anything weird about going out to eat by yourself? 437-1620, 437-1620. And this is one of those, you know, like, you might feel like you shouldn't say it strikes you as weird, but when you're out at a restaurant with your, you know, wife or husband or kids or whatever, or business or whatever, and you look over and you see somebody sitting by themselves, is there a part of you that thinks, aw? Or some version of that, you know, poor schlub, whatever, that kind of thing. Or not even at all, not even a little bit. That's what I'm curious about. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody asked me, I'll text them back on this. All right, so 437-1620. John, first of all, do you go out to eat by yourself?
I have, yes.
But not often?
No.
Yeah, I don't go out to eat much by myself, mostly because we're just, you know, we have a food budget and if I'm going to go out to eat, I'm going to go out to eat with my wife or a kid or, you know, or a friend or something like that. I almost never go out to eat by myself. But I have no aversion to it. I have done it many, many times in the past. I actually, when I go out to eat by myself, I like to read a book.
I like to play my iPhone. That way I can just watch TV or something. It's very peaceful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And agreed. It's like secluded almost. Mm-hmm. It's a good relaxation for sure. You feel kind of refreshed, but I have never felt like there's something weird about it, you know.
Guilty.
The only thing about it is you tip more because you want to make it worth the server's while.
Right.
You know, but that's just being a good person, right, I think. So, mm-hmm. Same. And so you don't, but be honest, when you see somebody sitting by themselves at a restaurant, is there any part of you that's like,
Honestly, no.
Yeah, same here.
You know, I just wondering what they're doing to entertain themselves.
Yeah. And I mean, there might like some very particular set of circumstances might make you react that way. But generally speaking, I'm like, I'm just eating alone at a restaurant. You know?
Hey, whatever
just,
you want to do.
Right. I mean, it's good mm-hmm. food. You know, why wouldn't you? Right. And besides, especially if you aren't married and don't have kids, you know, cooking for yourself is, you know, it's a lot of wasted food. You know, it takes a long time. So I understand that. 437-1620. Do you like to eat by yourself? Do you go out to eat by yourself? Do you like it? Do you think there's anything odd about anybody else who does? Let's see. Somebody here says alone at the bar. Yeah, no, that's one way. I actually, at the bar seating is a little different though. But if you want to like kind of have companionship of a sort, that's what you do because it's busier and the bartender is there and other people are there. But you know, it's harder to read a book at a bar. You know, at the bar. So, again, if I'm reading a book, I'll have it, you know, just by myself. Somebody here says, when my wife goes on a girl's night out, I may go out to eat alone. Amen. I like that. Somebody here says, I'm a widower and certainly do not mind eating by myself. I certainly miss my husband being with me, but I'm comfortable eating by myself. Good. I'd also wonder, if you do go out to eat by yourself, do you get looks? I think maybe like once upon a time it was kind of viewed as weird, maybe when people didn't go out to eat nearly as much. I think the time has changed, but I wonder. And again, since I rarely go out to eat by myself, I don't have the experience of it, so I don't have the ability to tell you, oh, this is, you know, people certainly look at me all. I mean, obviously, given all of this, people look at me all the time. But
well, I know, right? I knew it.
That's the look of envy and desire, not the look of, you know, casting aspersions. So. I would love to get just one of those looks one of these times. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John, know your place in the world, Andrew. Know your place.
That's right. We're still dealing with some backups on I-10 heading westbound right past the Avalon exit heading to the Scambia Bay Bridge. Still seeing a 10 to 15 minute delay due to that accident that happened on the bridge. It's down to one lane. So just make sure you 25 minute delay there. So just make sure that you pack a little extra time. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the question of the day, which is, you know, do you eat alone? Do you go out to restaurants to eat alone or not? One person says, I look over and see someone eating alone and I wish it was me. That must be nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's the exit?
I know.
Or like the, help me. Somebody says here, we've paid for someone's meal when they're sitting alone, and it strikes us as maybe it would cheer them up. Even if they aren't down, it might make them happier. Tell me where you're going to be at the next restaurant. I'll make that happen for you. Before kids wouldn't be caught dead alone. After kids, oh my God, it's the peace and the quiet. Sweet joy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. Somebody says, I travel a lot, so I need to. I like the break from the noise sometimes, and I get to go to all the places the missus doesn't like. Oh, same. That's actually, you know, like when we went to Chicago and went to Milwaukee for the RNC and the DNC, you know, my wife has very particular food things that she eats, and so anywhere we go has to have at least something that she will eat, obviously, and she hates seafood. Okay, so among other things. And so we never go to seafood places when I'm with her. So that is one of the things I like to go to a seafood place because I don't normally get to go to a seafood place. 437-1620, let's see. For 8 years, I traveled the country as a field engineer and ate most of my meals by myself, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Very normal. What?
I got a text saying, I watch other people when I'm eating by myself.
It's the reverse people watching.
Right.
You're looking at me, looking at you, looking at me, looking at you. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Eating by myself makes it awkward when I talk to myself. eating by yourself is not the same as having a good conversation. Well, the trouble is you really just don't like the companion. Yeah, you
true.
Hang around with better people. I admire them for being able to eat alone and enjoy it. For me, it's more of a lunch or breakfast thing, like grabbing a smash burger or a three for some gumbo at the Or House. I don't do dinner alone, and I don't believe that I ever have. As a single parent of two daughters for the past 7 years, I enjoy being able to go out and eat by myself from time to time. Who can afford to eat at a restaurant anymore? No, that's also
true.
Fair enough.
Much cheaper by yourself, too.
How so?
And eating at a restaurant. So, you know.
Because you didn't pay for anybody else.
Right.
I see. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It's just like we have learned that if we just go by ourselves out to eat and don't tell the boys,
sneak out of the house.
The funny thing is, you can afford to do it.
Ask for forgiveness later.
That's right. You got a story for those leftovers? I do. It'll be good. Being single, I go out to eat myself a lot. Nothing weird at all. If restaurants have a problem with that, please give me a list of them, and I'll gladly avoid that establishment. Are you saying singles should be banned from going out to eat? No, not at all. There are some restaurants. I think historically, restaurants have struggled with the single eater, and it was kind of maybe an oddity. They are now catering to it because it's so lucrative. And because it's so many people are doing it, I think was the gist of the story. There you go. That's your frivolous topic for the day. 437-1620. If you've got a heating and air conditioning, electrical or plumbing need, Peden does it all, man. They do. They do it all. Okay. And, you know, they, of course, started a long time ago, more than 55 years ago. And I think Panama City, and then they kind of have been gradually expanding. I mean, in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field. They are east to Tallahassee, everywhere in between, and then west into Baldwin County last year. And this year they expanded to Mobile. So they are literally everywhere along the local regional Gulf Coast. So you need professional service, show up on time, do the work they say, stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden. Now, we are sort of in the end of people buying air conditioners right now. I mean, even though we're still in hurricane season, we are toward the end of that. And so they have a promotion right now that if they have an in-stock air conditioning system and you need one installed and you buy the in-stock, it's $1,000 off. So that's pretty good, $1,000 off if you buy them out of their current inventory as they're getting ready to stock up for the winter on other stuff. And, you know, also it's a good idea to get your air conditioning serviced before the fall comes, before, you know, it sits idle for a little while. So if you haven't had that done in a while, you'd be surprised. Fuel efficiency, money you can save, and just, you know, peace of mind that it's going to work if there is a big demand situation. That's Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. 850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
So what do you think?
Does it come in black?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. This is a very interesting interchange that took place. It was actually not this Sunday. It was actually last Sunday, but I haven't had a chance to share it. I thought it was kind of interesting. It was Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, who was on State of the Union with, bless her heart, Dana Bash.
covered the Bush-Cheney administration. I traveled a lot with Dick Cheney. One of the most conservative Republicans alive today. It's really remarkable that he endorsed a Democrat. What does that tell you about Donald Trump?
Well, it was a remarkable time in politics. You have Dick Cheney endorsing a Democrat, and you have a Kennedy endorsing a Republican. I think what it tells us is that there's a lot of ferment in American politics, but in the end, endorsements are not going to make the difference in this race. What's going to make the difference is their records. This is a very unusual presidential election We have a former president running for office, first time in more than 100 years. People remember that when Donald Trump was in office, prices were low, wages were high, we had peace and stability around the world. Kamala Harris, as vice president, has brought us record high inflation. We have a wide open southern border, and we have war everywhere you turn around the world. So I know that endorsements sometimes make news, but most Americans are going to be making their decisions based on the records of these two candidates.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that Dick Cheney's endorsement matters to anybody. I mean, who is that persuaded? Now, Taylor Swift, who the president went on Truth Social and said, "I hate Taylor Swift." Genius move, sir. like, what in the world? But, you know, Dick Cheney, yeah, he, you know, historically is a conservative. And historically, a lot of conservatives can't stand Trump, you know. But it's always between two choices. You know, it's not like you can just choose no. It's a what do you get if you choose no. So anyway, I also thought the exchange that they had over shootings was very interesting. We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We're still dealing with traffic on I-10 westbound before the Escambia Bay Bridge, and through the Escambia Bay Bridge. It's backed up almost to Avalon due to that accident. Traffic's down to one lane, so I'm seeing about a 20-25 minute delay there. Then we also got a tip the traffic on 98 prior to the Avalon Walmart area is backed up going westbound. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle or maybe putting off thinking about it because you fear what that would entail and the work and the challenge and the frustration and the uncertainty and the feel like you're going to be taken advantage of, listen, that's what Frontier gets about car buying. They know nobody wants to do it. I mean, maybe some occasional weirdo likes buying a new car, but most of us feel like that is difficult, obnoxious, time-consuming, and, you know, we're afraid we're going to make a mistake. And they get all of that. They get all of that. They want you to come and talk to them, and they'll give you good recommendations. And if you find the car you like, great. And if you don't find the car you like, they can probably go find it for you. But they'll stand behind it so that you know you're getting a good deal. They're going to be there tomorrow, in 5 years, in 10 years, because they've been there for 25 years. They're here to take care of you, and they're not trying to sell you something so they never have to see you again. They want to sell you all the cars and see you again for the rest of your life. That's the goal. And I know for me, like, why would I go buy a car anywhere else? It's so straightforward. I mean, we inadvertently bought a Honda Odyssey. Like, we got backed into it, basically, because we're like, well, we can't say no. The price is too good on a perfect car that we weren't trying to buy. So anyway, I hope your experience is as good as mine was. I know we had a great one. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay. Says hi. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Back to this interchange with Tom Cotton and, bless her heart, Dana Bash on CNN State of the Union. Talking about school shootings, right?
Do you see any action in the offing at all in the wake of this once again, or is it just going to be enforce the laws on the books?
Well, again, enforcing laws on the books is one way to stop gun crime. Another way is to keep police officers at schools. Many schools across the country have police officers, but Kamala Harris and her friends on the radical left were successful in getting police officers out of many schools during the BLM riots in 2020 and the what followed.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting flashback reference. I'll play it for you here in just a second. Of course, Dana Bash wasn't having any of that. You know, that wasn't her point, was what Kamala Harris said in the past.
Congress won't do anything.
Well, look, most law enforcement happens at the local level. These police officers are not federal agents. They're local police department officers. But again, Kamala Harris and her friends on the radical left who oppose law enforcement, they wanted to get them out of schools. That's one way. It's not the only way, and it's not a silver bullet, but that's one way to help protect these schools among many others.
Yeah, and of course, you know, that wouldn't solve everything, and it wouldn't have solved a variety of situations. The question is, does it make it better? Now, remember what Kamala Harris said about the Georgia school shooting when it happened?
It has to end this epidemic of gun violence in our country once and for all. You know, it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way.
Okay, fair. I mean, it's a difficult problem to solve. One thing that we have done, as you heard from Sheriff Johnson at the top of the hour, is school resource officers, cops in schools is a great way to protect those kids, to discourage or deter an assailant, and also to cut back on if one actually does attack. You know, they're there to, you know, mitigate, to thwart, to reduce the level of danger, right? What did Kamala Harris say in 2019?
And what we need to do about demilitarizing our schools. And taking police officers out of schools. We need to deal with the reality and speak the truth about the inequities around school discipline.
Really? She actually said, which is not a surprise given her radical background for defunding the police and the George Floyd, BLM, all of that stuff. But she actually said we'd be better off getting cops out of the schools. That is an amazing thing to say when theoretically what you want to do is protect kids from these things.